This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got some data not too long ago about how the pandemic is affecting Hollywood, the industry that bears its name, to be specific. Filming in the greater Los Angeles area was down nearly 55% July through September compared to a year ago. That's from a group called Film LA. That said, though, there is some production happening, offering maybe a how-to for getting back to business. We've gotten Bryn Sandberg on the phone to talk it over. She's a senior writer at The Hollywood Reporter. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Give me the lay of the production landscape now, if you would. Here we are, like, 8 months into this thing.
Yes, so it has been a real tough puzzle for Hollywood to figure out, of course. You know, all productions were shut down starting in March, and it has been a long few months to try to get productions back up and running and to do so safely. So we really started to see productions coming back in the summer, actually, and it started with some smaller unscripted programs because those are shows that have smaller cast, smaller crew, you know, just fewer people on set. And they're also shorter productions. You know, they only take a couple weeks sometimes rather than, you know, the months and months that certain scripted shows and films can take. We also saw Tyler Perry was a leader in this movement, and he got people back to work at his studio in Atlanta, Georgia. So that was something that, you know, he was really a trailblazer there.
Yeah, well, he did the bubble thing, right? I mean, he got everybody in there and shut them down. I heard an interview with one of the producers of Fargo. They basically did the same thing. So depending on your production model, I suppose, there's a couple of ways they can go.
That has been a big way that productions have been able to get back successfully is to maintain some sort of quarantine bubble on set. So we saw Tyler Perry do it. You know, he has a big compound there where people could stay. They had little apartments, little rooms that they could stay in. You know, they weren't going off the property. They were quarantined, you know, for 2 weeks before to make sure, you know, they weren't infected and, of course, tested. We also saw or are currently seeing Jurassic World doing this in the UK. And they actually bought out a nearby hotel and have a lot of cast members and crew members staying there. And they test the hotel employees regularly as well, just to make sure that that they can maintain that bubble and keep people safe.
Yeah, yeah. Assuming I could get onto a set, whichever one it was, if I could pierce the Tyler Perry bubble or get back onto a reality show or unscripted set, what does it look like? I mean, are they must be checking temperatures and swabbing my nose and the whole deal, yeah?
Absolutely. I spoke with one of the actors on a Tyler Perry show, Sistas, and she was saying that when she arrived on the set, she felt like she was walking into a sci-fi movie because you see people that are in hazmat suits, people with all sorts of PPE, and also you see that the set is divided into zones now. The strictest zones usually have the actors who aren't able to wear, you know, their masks when they're filming a scene. So therefore, they're more susceptible should someone have COVID on set. And so that's where the most PPE is needed for the crew members.
So this one's unknowable, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do we think this affects the quality of the product at all? What we're going to see eventually when these things get released?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's a little bit too early to tell because we haven't seen much release that's actually been produced during the quarantine. When we're talking about scripted series, especially the kind that involve intimate scenes, you know, anything that involves actually touching another person, you know, there's all sorts of other layers to that now.
Oh, sure.
And these are conversations that are happening in writers' rooms where they say, maybe we should tweak that scene or maybe we should cut that to make it easier for, you know, our friends on set to be able to shoot it.
That's a good point. That's going to be our next interview in this, what is going to become a series, I guess, is talking to somebody running a writer's room. Wow. Bryn Sandberg, she's a senior writer at The Hollywood Reporter. Bryn, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.